2018 was a record year for bulk annuity transactions, including several large-scale deals. In September, the Airways Pension Scheme revealed that it had completed a $4.4 billion buy-in, and a few months later, Rentokil Initial announced a $1.5 billion buyout. 2019 is predicted to break last year's record, but with insurers being more selective, experts have been emphasising the need for defined benefit pension schemes to make sure they're well prepared before approaching the market. I'm Sophia Imeson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert, and with me in the studio to discuss de-risking is Marion Elliott, Head of Integrated Actuarial at Consultancy Reddington. What are the main drivers behind the increase in market activity in terms of DB pension de-risking over the last few years?
Yeah, there are two key drivers behind the high number of bulk annuity transactions that we saw over 2018 and that have been predicted into 2019. The first is that scheme's funding levels improved through a combination of good returns on growth assets, albeit some of that was given back towards the end of 2018, but also a slowdown in the projected rate of improvements to life expectancy. There was also the function of members opting to transfer out their benefits, which caused a big gain for some pension schemes, albeit we might have seen the peak of that activity now. But at the same time, insurance pricing became much more competitive. And so you had a situation where not only could pension schemes afford to buy out their benefits, but the insurance market was kind of helping that through lower prices.
With insurers becoming more selective, what's the outlook for smaller pension schemes in particular?
So there are a couple of things for smaller pension schemes. At one end of the spectrum, they are helped by their smaller numbers in that it's easier for them to cleanse data, to look in more detail at their benefit structure, and to get a greater understanding of the precise nature of their pension scheme membership. However, due to their small size, some insurers can be reluctant to quote just because of how much it costs relative to the size of the deal that they're likely to do.
And what steps can pension funds take to improve their visibility to insurers?
There are quite a few things, and it's perhaps more about improving their attractiveness to insurers than necessarily visibility. Mm-hmm. So getting really clear about the benefit structure is helpful because it means that the deal is likely to be more straightforward. So cleansing your data, I can't emphasize how early on in the process that's useful to do, particularly making sure that it ties up and corresponds with a benefit structure that is clearly understood. But then also making sure that you've lined up your asset portfolio such that it's not going to be too difficult for the insurer to take on the assets that you're holding. Mm-hmm. So restructuring your investment portfolio in some way to make yourself buyout ready. And also giving the insurer sufficient timescales in order to quote and to get the deal done. If the insurer has visibility of a transaction into the future, they can source the capital that they will be required to hold to back that deal.
What would you say are the most important factors for trustees to consider before approaching the market?
The most important thing that trustees should consider is their ability to get the deal done. So insurers really will be looking out for anybody that's going to waste their time or cause them to put in a lot of effort for a deal which ultimately won't get done. And so the extent to which the trustees can show that they're prepared, that they have the right resource on board, that they understand all the practical elements that will be needed as the transaction progresses, the more faith that the insurer will have that this is a useful way to spend their time in providing that quote.
The creation of commercial consolidators has introduced another option for trustees and scheme sponsors. Do you think we'll start to see schemes opting for this alternative in 2019?
We may well do, but it will be very scheme specific. So my view is that consolidators represent a really good alternative option for some trustees of pension schemes in certain situations. But trustees will have to look at their current covenant that they have with their sponsor, the potential that they might have to buy out their benefits with an insurer, and contrast that against the likelihood of achieving good outcomes for members if they go down the route of a consolidator. But yes, I expect that there will be some boards of trustees that see that as a better alternative to where they are currently.
Thanks, Marion. For more on DB de-risking, please visit pensions-expert.com.